Tim Jaema joins us now on the line to discuss. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you had a nice, safe, and happy and healthy holiday weekend and got back from Cleveland okay. And you saw down there the Rapid Transit Authority, they call it the Health Line, that runs through from downtown and kind of onward to the east. They have the Cleveland Clinic, which is world-renowned. But this is something very specific that they upgraded there, and I understand they have really good ridership. What were you guys looking at there specifically?
Well, you know, we took a trip there. There's been, over the last several years, CATA has been exploring and researching the possibility of implementing a very similar system here along the Michigan Avenue corridor. And so we thought it was a great opportunity for a number of folks here to go down to Cleveland close by and do a day trip and really see firsthand the how the BRT was implemented in Cleveland, and then you know the impact that it's had along that Euclid Avenue over the last 7-8 years.
Euclid Avenue, of course, is kind of their version of you always look for a comparison, Michigan Avenue, but it's got some connection capabilities there, kind of bridging through the downtown core and out to where a lot of this health corridor. Which is huge in Cleveland. What about what about the same kind of thing here? Is this something that where you could see it in coming to fruition from the Capitol through perhaps to the Sparrow region and onward through Michigan Avenue into East Lansing, or is there something else that might be in mind?
Well, I think that it certainly has possibilities, and I think that was part of the trip last week with that exploratory chance and opportunity to see it firsthand. And you know, we certainly believe that connecting the economic hubs, and I think that's what you've seen in Cleveland. It's as you mentioned, Dave. I mean, kind of connecting that downtown business district with some entertainment districts, and then connecting through that healthcare corridor they have with the Cleveland Clinic and Cleveland State University and Case Western, University as well. And so, could we certainly see that connecting the economic hubs here from downtown and the state capital to downtown East Lansing and Michigan State University? Without question that we can that we could see that. And I think the plans that CATA has been talking about, as well as others in the region, are even extending that out further out to Meridian Township into the Meridian Mall. So I think a lot of questions remain on that last piece of that, but certainly any way that we can integrate and connect downtown Lansing, East Lansing, Michigan State University closer together, I think would be a very beneficial economic boost for us.
And you're looking down the road there too, because you got a chance for a casino there. You have a chance, and coming to fruition is all that development going on right off of 127 and Michigan Avenue in the Frandor zone with the Red Cedar on both sides of Michigan Avenue. There's going to be a lot more fill-in than there ever has been in that, and the volume's going to go up, and finding a way to move people through there effectively, efficiently, and pleasantly is something that certainly has to be on the drawing board, right?
Well, without question, and you mentioned both the Red Cedar and then the pending Skyview development,
right.
The old Story Oldsmobile building, and then the similarities between what we have along the Michigan Avenue corridor and in Cleveland, the two are healthcare and higher ed, and we have Sparrow and Michigan State University, and Cleveland with the Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland State University, Case Western, and so seeing the similarities there with the healthcare and higher ed and the investments that they've made, we could certainly see something happen along that corridor. You've seen a number of new business opportunities as well around the whole biotech and medical technologies coming out of Case Western University and several incubators that are housing startup biotech companies. And so, so much is said about residential along Michigan Avenue, but, we would maintain as well is that there's no reason why that could not be a little bit of a biotech hub for us as well, connecting Sparrow and Michigan State University and some of the medical and research and development, as well as the residential and mixed use. And so you're seeing the beginning of it right now. And everyone, I think, always talks in terms of building the foundation. And I think that's what you're beginning to see now with the investment that Sparrow is making and continues to make to their campus along the corridor. And then two pending very large, significant economic development projects right on the other side of the, east of 127.
Okay, so now we've looked eastward. Now let's look to the west with Lansing coming over into the crossover, what I call the convergence zone. You've got Delta Township, Eaton County, Lansing Township, City of Lansing, All these Ingham County, you've got all these jurisdictions that kind of converge at the corner of Waverly and Saginaw. There are 120 acres there that the folks approved the City of Lansing residents for sale, the old golf course and ski hill and sledding hill there at that site. So Shostak comes in and they've kind of got a pending thing. Shostak Brothers and Company of Livonia, that's been going on for a few months now. What's the update on that, Tim?
Well, you know, right now, as you mentioned, there's a pending sale. I believe it's $5.7 million, Shostak Brothers purchasing the Waverly Golf Course in the city of Lansing. And the actual property itself sits in Lansing Township. So you described that corner very well. It's a convergence of local governments with all the various entities. Yeah. And right now, Lansing Township has extended a moratorium on rezoning projects, I think, greater than 5 acres, and obviously we're, you know, I think well over 100 acres there, and so it's sort of tied up in a little bit of a game of political, the political game right now, and we have certainly weighed in, and we believe that it's, a win-win-win for all three. I mean, you've got Shostak Brothers, a very reputable developer and owner of a number of Applebee's and Burger Kings here in the greater Lansing region. The city of Lansing can sell the golf course, and we know that has a potential positive impact to the city's budget. And for Lansing Township, you've got property now that you're coming on the tax rolls with future development opportunities. And so for the township right now as well, a nice little financial incentive too. So to see it sort of tied up in this political issue right now between the city and the township, we certainly think it's standing in the way of some economic growth and potential job creation down the road.
Tim Damon
is. I'd like to see that move.
Yeah, Tim Damon is the present CEO of Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. Great information today and updates for us on the Cleveland trip with the possible upgrade coming in the future. We'll see how that plans out with Michigan Avenue. Also, what's going on with Waverly? That is an important connection spot both ways, both east and west out of the capital city. Tim, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.